Once again, O Lord our God, for this grand privilege you are giving unto us to assemble in your presence for this last service of the day. Thank you very much, O Lord, for the abundance of your blessings you have been showering upon us right from the Sunday school period. That God answers prayers with references to scriptures, O Lord our God, and characters in the Bible. Lord, we thank you very much, O Lord our God, for the main service in the morning. Lord, a little about an absolute law and the main topic, influence. O God, we pray. We know one thing sure, your word can never return to you void. It must surely accomplish the purpose why you sent it, O Father, in the life of your sons and your daughters. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you very much for the physical food you are giving unto us for our physical well-being and the little time of recess, O Lord, and the showers of rain. We thank you very much, O Lord, for our brethren on their way to Lagos now. We pray that the Almighty God will take them there safely, Lord. Help us one more time, Lord. This 1 hour program, may you glorify your name. Take me as a man out of the way. Oh, Father, may your word be lifted up in the midst of your people, that might draw us men unto you. Father God in heaven, at the end of this service this evening, may there be no fever in our midst. Speak to us, O Lord. Speak about us, Lord. Call us one more time by name. Have the preeminence, Father. Bless the rest of the saints, O Lord, in their various local assemblies for their afternoon soul evening service this hour. Thank you, our Master. Glorify your name, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We have little or no time. Shall we find our Bible again this evening to St. Matthew chapter 4. St. Matthew chapter 4. See how far God will help us this evening. Matthew chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. The people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is stronger. Verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to teach, to preach, and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen. God bless you. Please be seated. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We thank the Lord Jesus for helping us in the service thus far today. Praise the Lord. I want to continue with our topic. From that time. Amen. On Wednesday, by the grace of God, we spoke about the woman at the well, which Jesus must have need to pass through Samaria just because of that one soul. Praise the Lord. So this evening, by the grace of God, I want us to see that God will help us to reach. And I trust that God will help me to be able to. We can't finish one single sermon. We know that very well. Because anointing will come from other sources like that, from other ministers, to pick it another time, me, to go deep into it. So, you remember the title of our sermon? From that time. Praise the Lord. So, listen now. 0356, please. 0302. Please, let's be fast. Come down to paragraph 40, the last part of paragraph 40. 60302. Yeah, that's right. Nothing can meet God without being changed some way. Amen? Remember, we have been dealing on this one statement of the prophet. That once a man meet God, he's changed. Amen? When a man comes before the presence of God, a woman, a boy, or girl, that's why they are sure that no matter how long you might have lived a bad life, when you meet Jesus with a personal experience from the characters we have gone through, you are changed for eternity. There's no doubt about that. That's why no church can save you. No. No preacher can save you. You see, when people don't have revelation, I'm sorry because of this time, when people don't have revelation, jumping from pillar to post, it is people who want to be dictating to them that go to so church. That is where your salvation is. Under Malachi 4, it's a deceit of the devil. No church can save. The salvation, your salvation has been purchased. My salvation has been purchased once and for all on the cross of Calvary. Just come and meet Christ. You are changed for eternity. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we see that, you know, the woman at the well, the woman said he could stand on the platform tonight and say, once I was an immoral woman. But when I met Christ, the Savior, the Messiah, I was changed. And that's why here now, the woman said, nothing can meet God without being changed some way. He has told us before that it depends on your attitude towards the word of God. Your attitude. He said, you are either made worse or you are made better. Listen to this. Oh, Judas met God. Yes. Once he was a man, walk around the street. But after meeting God and becoming a betrayer, he became a devil. That's what we heard in the morning when the pastor was preaching, that the ministry of Judas was not inferior to that of Peter and the rest of the apostles. Judas cannot but be Judas. He must be Judas, and he was Judas. Because he was a son of perdition. He was the treasurer in the church where Jesus Christ was the pastor. But he was a Judas. He came from her, he went back to her. And Judas has sons and daughters today. Oh, sure. He has children. Because spirits don't die. When Jesus went to heaven, Judas went to hell. He became a devil. Hallelujah. And many times, we find that you are not the same. But everything that comes into contact with God is changed. Have that at the back of your mind. Praise the Lord. Now listen. Don't fail to get this. Oh God. One day, death come in contact with God. Death come in contact with God. That's why life and death cannot stay together. Oh yes. Amen. The devil never could hardly believe that that was the Son of God or God made manifest. He believed he was a man. Just an ordinary man. He couldn't see God having a son. So you remember, up on the mountain that day, when he met him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Let me read this to us. I may not give you the quote on the account of time because I don't want our time to be taken. Rabban said, it was the devil who always put a question mark across the word of God. That's 53:05-13. It was a doubt of God's word. And it's the doubt of God's word to answer. Satan, the devil, has children also today. Little bit of doubt. Let me see you perform a miracle so I could believe you if thou be. So if you hear people say if thou be in the scriptures, this is not the time. It has been with Satan from old in the time of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he had that if, until one day when he saw, he thought he was defeated. God cannot be defeated regardless of anything, because his program is sure. Heaven and earth will pass away. My word will never pass away fulfilled. If God said he's going to have a bride today upon the earth, without spot, without blemish, without wrinkle, it's already settled. God said it. I believe it. And that settles it. So there is nothing the devil can do about it. God is going to have a glorious church. It's a promise. It has gone forth out of his mind. That's what we had in the morning. The prophet God took him to see the preview. So there is nothing the devil can do. Amen. It depends on the individual. And remember that the race we are running, you as a person, I as a person, we are individual in the sight of God. It is not a question of group matter. No, sir. That's why the body of Christ is one. Excuse me. Amen. Hallelujah. The church of God is not divided. All one body we. One in hope and doctrine. One in church. Let me say this, as Bible used to say. People may believe that, you know, if you don't go with us, that you are not going in the rapture. You are a liar. Listen. There is not going to be any vacant seat over there in glory. For sure. So, strive to be there. My brother, my sister, God help us. Here he was. Spit all over his face. His face bleeding. We had a jar handfuls of beer out. Spit in his face. Put a rag around his head. Around his eyes. Took a stick and hit him on top of the head. He knew who beat him. They said, "Professor, who hit you?" He knew. The one that, you know, boah. Their hands touched his face when they were smacking him. But there was no virtue that went out of Jesus. But the woman with the issue of blood, among all the crowd, when she came by faith, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. That's what made the difference. That's why Jesus could say, virtue went out of me. May God help us, church, to have the right attitude. That when you are coming to church, you are not coming to meet the pastor. You are not coming to meet any man. You are coming to meet with your maker. God be merciful to our soul. All this our roaming about aimlessly. Let us pray about it. May God deliver us from evil spirits. Bear with me. I hope I'm not rough at you. Just bear with me. Mothers, let me advise us. Pray very well that if it is my child that's going to make me to miss the blessing of God, Lord, quiet him down, my child. God answer prayers. We have heard again this morning in Sunday school. Just bear with me. Amen. They hit him on the hand and said, "Now, if you be a prophet, tell us who hit you." Even the thief. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Malachi for our God. Look, we are not in darkness. Oh, yes, sir. All right. This is our Lord Jesus. Is that right? This is Jesus here. This should be the right. Thank you, my brother. Thief on the right. This is thief on the left. But the man said, people only see three crosses. Say, but there are four.
The fourth one, Judas. Judas, the son of perdition. Even the thief on the left, right there. Because he was a son of perdition like his father. He said, if thou be the Christ, save us and save yourself. He was making mockery of Jesus. Are you there? But the one on the right, he said, you don't fear God? Brothers and sisters, we should fear God. Keep quiet. We are suffering for what we did. This man didn't do anything wrong. But you and I, we are suffering for what he did. Don't you fear God? We must have the fear of God in our heart. Last minute, before his breath left him, he turned to Jesus. Lord, he said, Lord, remember me when you get your kingdom. And Jesus turned to him, tonight, you meet with me in paradise. Amen. So, when Jesus was going to heaven, he took this one along with him. Hello? We are talking Malachi 4. Jesus took this one ordained before the foundation of the world to eternal life. Thank you. Rejoice to see that fountain in his day. He recognized last minute, though he was not baptized. Oh my. But when he confessed, Lord, remember me when you get your kingdom. Then Jesus told him, this night, this day you are going to meet with me in paradise. Amen. So when Jesus was going up, he took this one along with him. When Judas was going to back to her, he took this one along with him. We are talking Malachi 4. I don't want you to be an unbeliever. Take the word of God as it is. May God help us, church. Praise the Lord. They told Jesus, you could discern the thoughts of their heart, and you could tell the woman, thy blood is you, as stop. And all these things. Now, if you be a prophet, tell us who hit you. See, the devil's agents walking there. Jesus never opened his mouth. May God help you and me. We have had a little about influence this morning. You know, the pastor didn't have enough time. That's why any sermon, God comes specially with an anointing to preach that word. Any sermon, may God help us. We pray that the word of God will not become too common to us in this assembly. Amen. And the ministers will not become too common to us. Amen. He did what the Father said to do, and that was all. He never opened his mouth. Praise the Lord. And then they nailed him up on the cross. And they said, now, if you be the Son of God, come down. You see, if now. He could have done it. He could have come down. He saved others. Himself he could not save. If he has saved himself, we are doomed. But we thank God for Calvary. That's why the prophet said we should remember Calvary every day. Of all things, we can remember bad day. Remember this one, remember no anniversary, wedding anniversary, remember bad no, this one, that one. We should never forget Calvary. That is one of the most greatest days of all days that God made on the earth. That day on Calvary. We are seeing question was settled once and for all. Your sin question has been settled once and for all. My brother, my sister, come believe in me, and that shall be saved. That is the word of living God. Boys, girls, come believe in me. Accept Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. Why should you postpone your salvation till tomorrow? Tomorrow may be too late. A young boy may say, a young girl may say, oh, I see you have time. Say, you have time? Which time? Are you the owner of your soul? Let us be careful. Praise the Lord. Calm down. Now, if you be the son of God, calm down. He could have done it, but he will be listening to the devil. He could have done it, but on his road up there, I will imagine there was a decision. When the devil looked down, that's death now. And he says, if that is life, then I'm ruined. But if it isn't life, I will sting him and I will kill him down there at the cross. Nobody killed Jesus. He said, I have power. He is the only one that could say, I have power to lay down my life and I have power to take it up again. Nobody could take that power away from him. That's why he told his disciples, greater love had no man than this. That a man should lay down his life for his friends. We thank God we are the friends of Jesus. You believe that? Oh yes. But the man said they are Confucius, Mohammedans, all religious founders, they all died. And that was their end. Their graves are there today. Their bones are rotting. But Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. I have power to lay down my life and I have power to take it up again. And he did. And he could tell you and me, because I live, ye shall live also. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are coming down. May God bless us this evening. And at the conference in here, the devil's angel was sent forth, the angel of death, and Jesus was going up Mount Calvary, dragging the cross behind him. Oh, it looked like it was defeated. It is so simple. Catch this. Many times, God's program is so simple that it goes all the way over the head of people. Look like if you would just say, well, now look like we could have done this or do that. Don't look at that. Don't look at it at all. Just obey the Holy Spirit. No matter what he says, that is what the Holy Ghost says, you do it. That's why Jesus could tell the servants when he was at the marriage of Cana of Galilee. Said, whatsoever he said unto you to do, do it. And when they obey, without questioning, just go and fill the pots with water. They didn't query and say, I'm bearing wine. Home some come up, boom, see, whatever. What is that? What is not wine different? This man is not wine different from water. They didn't question because Mary has told them, see that man there, whatsoever he tells you to do, do it. Simple obedience. God's children are always obedient. That's why when the scripture says that the Holy Ghost is given to the elect, and he came about, we are too quiet. Is that not what he said? On the day of Pentecost, he said, the Holy Ghost is given to the elect. He said, again, I think it was in the house of Cornelius, that the centurion now, he said, the Holy Ghost is given to them that obey him. I'm bringing out something. You cannot make me nervous. We are preaching anyhow. I'm free. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, that's why our prophet could not come by the Holy Ghost revelation. Because he's the messenger of the age. And tells you and me that full obedience to the whole or entire word of God entitles you to the token. No more, no less. Are you there? Oh God, help us. Amen. Here was God, manifested in flesh, going up to Calvary, bleeding, blood dragging out behind him, over the cross, dragging out his footprints. The devil said, God couldn't do a thing like that. Well, look here. How could God be manifested in him? Defeated? Look at the mockery spit on his face. Jesus has already prophesied how he was going to be persecuted. Not only that, he'll be given to the hands of the elders, to the council, how they will mock him, they will beat him, they will do all sorts of things. I think that's exactly what's happening here. If you look at Matthew chapter 16,
After he told Peter, I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind here on earth is bound in heaven. But don't tell any man these things. Then he told them, the Son of Man is going to Jerusalem. And the elders, we do this, we do this, we do this, we do this. That's exactly what is happening here. That's why before Pilate, are you the king of the Jews? You see, Pilate could now tell them that, could now argue, are you the king of the Jews? The day that, you know, Jesus was born, angels appear and said, I mean, those three magis, they said, where is he? Born king of the Jews. The people unto whom Jesus was born couldn't see him. They couldn't recognize him. Pilate, an unbeliever now, a heathen, could not say, are you the king of the Jews? Jesus said, thou seest. He asked Jesus, do you know that, you know, I have power to deliver you? He said, you don't have any power over me. Who can have power over God? He's the greatest of all power. God help you and me, my brother, my sister. May God give us revelation. Amen. Wonder if we as Christians could do that. Can you go the second mile? Can you turn the cheek the other side? To a carnal man, that would be difficult to do. But to a child of God who is dead completely to this flesh, to the world, who is no more living his own life anymore for himself, that one will, he will do it. Amen. Because that scripture that says, if somebody slap you on one side, turn the other one. But the man said, if that scripture could not be obeyed, he said, Jesus wouldn't have said it. It is written there for you and me. Even not once too. Amen. Do you believe Robert said that? Thank you, sir. When is Joseph, his little boy Joseph, at the age of 5 or 6, went and fought another neighbor's boy. Said, Joseph, come here. He looked him in the face. Joseph, do you love me at all? Daddy, I love you. Luke said again, Joseph, do you love me at all? He thought the prophet was playing. Said, I love you. Then when he said his daughter, he burst into tears. Don't you know that Luke knew? You went and fought with that neighbor's boy. The people around will say that is the way his parents taught him to do. Mothers, parents, especially some of you that have jobs, from morning till night, you will leave your children to be waka, 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 waka about. I hope I'm not hitting you tonight. You cannot control your child. That's why when they come to church now, they will just be playing anyhow. Let us pray. They will open their mouth from the beginning to the end. I mean, open their eyes from the beginning. They won't open their mouth to pray. They won't close their eyes. They'll be looking at the picture. May God have mercy upon you, parents. Mothers! Wake up! Thank you, sir. That's what I want to say. Wake up! Wake up! That's what I want to say. The pastor has just said it before me. Wake up! Are you there? So, the prophet said, if that scripture cannot be, you know, obeyed or practiced, Jesus would not have said it. May God help you and me. That's the way to test Christianity. See how far you can go in love, fellowship, and brotherhood. Hallelujah. That's how you test Christianity. You can say from that time on, I know I was changed. You can say, look, it's a quote. From that, I know, from that time on, I know I was changed. When you can do that, God help us. So Satan going to speak now or death? Could that be God? Could that be God's son going there? Jehovah made manifest in flesh, going up there with handfuls of beer pulled out of his face. Why? No one could stand that. Mockery, spit in his face. My agents smote him on the head and said, now if you be a prophet, you've got some kind of a makeup work. You've got some way, you know, some hoax you put on the people. Now, if you be all the miracle signs and wonders that Jesus did, they didn't believe. That's why he could not do anything in their midst because of their word, unbelief. May God help us. That's why they called him Beelzebub. You are manifesting, you know, the gift of chief of the devils. Beelzebub. They couldn't believe because they are not ordained to believe. Praise the Lord. That's why he could tell them that, look, you know,
your father Abraham, he rejoiced to see my day. When he saw it, he was glad. You say you are 50. You are not yet up to 50. It was just 32, 33 years. You are not yet up to 50. You say you have seen our father. You say, you have seen Abraham. You say, before Abraham was, I am. The I am that spoke to Moses at the burning bush in Exodus 3. May God help us, church. Amen. You put on the people. Somewhat. Now, if you be a real prophet, tell us who hit you, and we will believe you. Now, it couldn't be God. Whether Satan likes it or not, he's God. That's why woman science, that woman that said that Jesus was not, but Christian science, my brother, thank you. That woman said, because Jesus wept. He said, Jesus, brother said, and so what? He says, it cannot be God. He's just a good man. He said, look, let me tell you, he said, your argument is as thin or even thinner than a chicken that was stabbed to death. He wept as a man at the grave of Lazarus. But when he came and said, Lazarus, come forth. A man that was there 4 days, he came out? Oh, yes. Amen. As a man, he could sleep. Even the Bible made us know, in that John we are reading about the woman at the well. What we say? Because as he was tired, and he sat on the well. As a man, he was tired, sleeping in the boat. But when he came out and said, peace, and be still, everything was quiet. Amen. That cannot be anything else but God. Hallelujah. As a man, he could be hungry. When he got to that fig tree, he found nothing. But he could say, he could take 5 loaves and 2 fishes and fed 5,000 men besides women and children. That is God. Amen. Praise be to God. Yeah, he goes on up. And when he gets up there on the cross, they nailed him to the cross. And the devil said, I got him now. After a while, weakness begin to set in from loss of blood. What was it? The bee of death was buzzing around him, fixing to sting him. That bee of death coming around him and saying, oh, I doubt that. How could he be virgin born? How could God dwell like that? Great Jehovah God, who has all powers in heaven and earth. Let somebody spit in his face and take him on like that. He couldn't be. I will suck the stinger into him. Brother, he didn't know what he did. When he put his stinger into that flesh, he took his stinger out. Now listen. When a bee wants things deeply, it loses its stinger. Grave will not consume him no longer. Amen. Death lose his grief. When he stung the Son of the living God, the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let me drop you this. Our prophet never attended one funeral service. No response. God bless you. Hallelujah. Don't worry. Let me read. Listen very well. On the account of time, because I don't want this one to go. Death and life won't mix. Jesus never did attend funeral service. He will raise the dead. Why? Death and life cannot stay together. I'm quoting from Resurrection of the Bible 3. Hallelujah. Death and life cannot stay together. They are contrary one to another. Amen. He did preach no funerals. He just raised them up. Amen, amen. Why? Life and death does not coexist. That's our God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why when he was here on earth, he raised 3 dead. Oh, yes. Jairus' daughter. Then, when he came in, the minute I whip you, he said, oh, why make this kind of ado? The damsel is not dead. And what they said, there could have been many damsels that day that died. But that of Jairus' daughter, he only slept. So when he saw their unbelief and they are making mockery of him, he just put them all out. And he took in, you know, Peter, James, and John, the mother and the father of the girl. He just went in. Talitha kumi, which be interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. Amen. When he got to the grave of Lazarus, he could call Lazarus back to life. He never attended one funeral program. That's our God we are serving today. Amen. Hallelujah. This woman, the widow woman of Nain, the only son that she had, husband gone, when in that, you know, funeral procession, being weak, yet he could go and tell the woman, be of good courage. And then went and touched the bear, and the boy sat up. That's our goal. You believe that? Oh, yes, sir. That's the God we are serving. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise the Lord. Even Peter, when he got to, I've forgotten the name of that place. Bear with me. When death met with God, Dorcas was dead, and they took Peter to the place. He just put the people all out. And then, just came in there, knelt down and prayed. Touch her. She got up. Amen. Even in the Old Testament, the same thing happened. God help us. Hallelujah. Several times in the ministry of our prophet, we are serving the same God today. One time a sister was dead, and then there was commotion and things like that. I just saw a vision. I just went there and said, Mary! Hallelujah. And the sister just sat up. That's our prophet. It is not the prophet that did it. It is the same power of the Lord Jesus Christ that did that. Oh, help us, Lord. A honeybee, insect that has got a singer. When it sings, the flesh anchors and pulls the singer out. And when death met God, death lost his stinger. And now death has no stinger. Amen. It can buzz and make a noise. And say, I will take you. I will kill you. I will do this, that, or the other. But it has no stinger. It lost its stinger at Calvary. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, death has no power over a believer today. That's why believers are not afraid of death. Glory be to God. No wonder Paul could say, when he was coming down to the end of the road, oh death, where's your sting? Oh grave, where's your victory? But thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, what a testimony, what a blessed assurance. My brother, my sister, nothing to fear. Mama said, things may look gloomy around you. And the doctor will say, there is no more hope for you. But if you believe, if your time has not yet come, you can tell the doctor, thank you. God can raise you back to good health again. The same God that could make a white man full of leprosy, touch him, and the man will become like a little baby of our sister there. Hallelujah. Is this the same God we are serving today? Until you, God is true with you, no death can claim your life prematurely. We must believe God. Is he healed today? I don't care the sickness. Hallelujah. That's why we must be able to confess Jesus positively. Amen. Amen. How that from that time, death has no stinger for the believer. Christ took the sting of death out of the believer. Glory be to Jesus. Amen. Our prophet said, I've seen people sent. Are you a saint? Pastor, Emma, one more job. And you may look down. Are you a saint? I'm going to party with you. Are you a saint? Chef, come out there. Hallelujah. He said, I've seen saints holding their hand when they are dying. Remember that they are not dead. They are only sleeping. Christians don't die only to take a little nap. Sisters and brothers are gone on. They are sleeping. They are in the sixth dimension. Holding their hands. Looking up to heaven. Smiling. Glory to God. Amen. You love God? You love the Lord? Yes. That's where he was wounded for our transgressions. Bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes, we were. Past tense, we were healed. I want to remind us again, fear no sickness. Fear no death. Put your name in there. Remember, how the prophet came about that was because of that little boy. And your mother went empty, my gummy. When that boy in the sheep, confession to my wife. And woman, at a long, at what you mean, woman, as any confession to Bossy. Share a man of fellow sharing the confession, you know, it's okay. Because I told my no one, and you know, it's okay. And not okay. Let me repeat. Tell my boy, thank you so much, because this is modern day of grammar now. How many of you want to go to confession and go and play? I want to see your hand up. Say, me, I want to, that's my, look, I'm at liberty. I want to go to my, every year, my going to convention is to go and play. Raise up your hand. Oh, when? My when? You see now, what am I saying? Bear with me a little. There was that boy in the ship, like your age, maybe about 12. JJ, are you there? Hey, let me call my own grandson. So, our parents want to be with me. When that captain was dying after wasting his life to the point of death now something came upon him. He said, look for somebody in the ship that have Bible. Listen, oh, children, listen. Oh. And they got one boy like your age reading his Bible. They took him by the hand. They took him by the hand. And they brought him before the captain. Listen, oh. You go to the convention. No time for to read your Bible. No time to pray. The pastor did one at all. One freedom to a gen one song. Had to get a letter. Liberty. Very good. That boy had Bible in the ship. They caught him. Oh, funny boy. Can you please read me a scripture? And the boy turned to Isaiah 53. Verse 5. Listen to me very well. You boys and girls. Are you there? God bless you. Our friends, God bless you. I can look at your face. He said, let me read to you. Can you read the scripture? Say, then he turned to Isaiah 53 and read verse 5. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. Now, he said, captain, let me read it to you the way my mother taught me. Mother! Over to you. Over to you. Let me read it the way my mother taught me. Then he read his own there. He was wounded for the transgression of William Prout. He was bruised for the iniquity of William Prout. That was the name of that boy. The chastisement of the peace of William Prout was upon Jesus. And by his stripes, the stripes of Jesus Christ, William Prout was healed. The man said, stop. Can you put my name there? Then he read the name of the captain there. By the time he finished, he said, I can see. That was how he was healed. You can be a channel of blessing to somebody. Children, you believe God? God bless your soul. I said, God bless your soul. Oh, yes, sir. That is why. So, Jesus has already purchased your salvation and my salvation on the cross. Our healing has already been purchased. We don't need to suffer in the midst of plenty. You believe God? God help you and me. When Brother Joseph quoted a statement of the way one day that God did not tell us he will take away old age. But the old age syndrome, am I right? I will never forget that statement. Old age syndrome, look, age is nothing before God. Bro, any papa, any mama, we should enjoy good health in our old age. God is no respecter of persons. I would that you should prosper in health. This enemy is flying. Even as also prospering, we want to, God help us to prosper in health. Amen. From that time, Satan was stripped of everything that he had. Hallelujah. At Calvary, he is nothing but a bluff. Death is just a bluff. It has no stinker. Do you believe that? I've heard the hands of saints when them looking up towards heaven and say, oh, Brother Abraham, can't you see him standing there? Can't you see Jesus standing there? Hallelujah. Oh, Papa Moody, shoe cobbler, no education, but by the grace of God, God saved his soul. He became a preacher. They say he used to whine, you know, when he's preaching like that, you won't hear what he's saying. And then a reporter wanted to make jest of him. Is this one? Is that just described to him and things like that? Then he said it on a just read something to him. He said, well, shrug his shoulder. He said, well, it is not me they come to see. They come to see Christ. They go help us. Hallelujah. When he was dying, are you there? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. You love the Lord? They come to see Christ. And when he was dying, and the doctor said, that is death that struck Mr. Moody. He raised up. He said, you call this death? This is my coronation day. Ojo ibade mi leleyi. Hallelujah. Paul could say, I've fought a good fight of faith. I've run the race. I've finished the course. We must have that same assurance in our heart. Amen. We are talking about from that time. And when death met God one day, he was paralyzed. Amen. Are you there? Praise the Lord. This is my coronation day. Amen. Praise God. You love the Lord? We're soon close now. Just bear with me a little. Amen. Well, the man spoke to another person here, Paul Reda. I said, Paul Reda was the one that wrote that only believe. That called me, you know, to the platform in all languages, all over the nations of the world. Are you there? So, himself and his junior brother, Liu, they've worked together. He said, just as, he said, they were Buddhists together, just like myself and my son, Billy Paul. When he was at the point of death, they brought, you know, choir members from Moody Bible School. And they were singing, no, my Nara, my God to thee. He pushed up the cloth. Raise the shade. Why are you putting me in darkness like this? See me. A song. Hallelujah. Sing me a song of revival. And they changed the tune. Hallelujah. What was it? Hymn 51. Can you remember song leaders? Down at the cross, where my Savior died. Down from the ground, where for cleansing from sin, I cried like that. So you see now, when they were singing that, you know, near the cross, say, who is dying? Me or you? He said, where's my brother Luke? Luke was in the other room. He didn't want to see his brother die. So bring him here. They brought in Luke. He said, Luke, we have worked together now. Look, in 5 minutes time, I'm going to be in his presence. Brothers and sisters, we must have that blessed assurance. Hallelujah. Believers don't die. Amen. Glory to God. What about Abraham Lincoln? Blood gushing out of him. No. From his mouth like that, dying. Because he was shot. Oh my, we won't go much into that one. Remember it was by his death now. Oh, he said, look, when he saw these slaves, the way they were being maltreated, he said, one day, I'm going to save these people. And you all know that. Then one know, when he was dying now, he said, turn my face to the sun. I mean, that's the one. Then he turned his face to the sun. And then, he said, just bear with me a little. Praise the Lord. Amen. You love the Lord? Look, we've come. Okay, because of time. All right. Look, we've come a long way together. But think of it, look, in 5 minutes from now, I will be standing in his presence, in the presence of Jesus Christ, clothed in his righteousness. Hallelujah. He holding his brother's hand, his policy paid off for him. Amen. What about Brother Bosworth, finally? Amen. Old Brother Bosworth, that was here last time, with me, next to the last time, 84 years old, just returning from Africa. I had a call to come to Miami. I tore the tires off my car nearly to get there, sir. He was dying. I rushed to him. I knew he was a policy holder. I went down. Bear with me, please. If you want to turn to something, the investment, 640314. 640314. Quickly, my brother. Go to paragraph 190. That's where I am now. I went in the room there. The little bald-headed fellow with his arms. I'm sorry, please, church, that I did not give my brother something. The little bald-headed fellow with his arms up, his little skinny arms. I ran to him and fell on his face and cried, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof, put his hands upon me and blessed me. A man dies, still blessed something that's new. Oh, it's wonderful. Let a minister lay hands upon you and bless you. May God help you, church. And bless me. I said, Brother Boswell, can I pray for you? He said, no, I'm not sick. I said, what is the matter, Brother Boswell? He said, I'm just going home. I said, I knew that. And I said, I want to ask you something, Brother Boswell. I said, when was the greatest time of your life and your ministry? You've been serving God before I was born. We've been on the mission feast together. We've been in storms in the air and on the sea and stood by you stood by me when I saw devils on every side and witch doctors and were great thieves when we saw God paralyze them standing there. What was the greatest thrill of your life? He said, right now. He was fixing to cash in his policy. He said, all I've lived for, Brother Abraham, has been Jesus Christ. And any minute, he will walk in the room to take me home. My brother, my sister, there is no any other thing why you and I are here for. It's to live for Christ. It's to serve Christ. Because why? There is a reward. May God help you, my brothers. May God help you, my sisters. But the man said, finally, bear with me these few minutes. Sure, it has no singer. I held my own wife's hand when she looked into the glory. When she looked into the glory, and she said, Billy, don't you never fail to preach this wonderful gospel. Oh, it is the most glorious thing. You see the message of Yahweh? The wife now going home. It is the most glorious gospel. Amen. This wonderful gospel, it is the most glorious thing. She said, I never desire to stay here any longer. Oh Lord, help me. 22 years old, leaving 2 children. I said, I will meet you in the morning by the side of the gate. Honey, I say, as long as I live and God's grace helps me, I will stay on the field preaching this gospel without mixing words. Not with ecclesiastical gloves. Not trying to pamper people. But they say, call white, white. Black, black. Heaven, real. Hell, hot. Minister, let us do the same. May God help us. He has given us that advice. Hallelujah. Not trying to, deliver and now the message and things that when you see sin because of money, you want to close your eyes, God be merciful to you. You can meet God right, you can meet God here right now and say, from this time on, you can be a changed person. You believe that? And from that time, let it be here tonight. If you have never tasted of the water of life, may you taste them now while we bow our heads. Just a moment for prayer. While we bow your heads. What concern tieni lati lati from the time of the message? O concern lon tieni o kon gbadun lo ni. O ti ko mi ni daruko bi to ti wa. I don't want to shock your mother. Just before praying, I would like to, before I hand over to the pastor, please. Listen. Just before praying, I would like to ask this question. If you be just quietly and as you can be for a moment, how many in here can never point their finger to a spot where that you can say, from that time, I received the Holy Ghost and I was made a new person. I have never come to that sacred grounds, Brother Abraham, where I can really be sure that I was born again. Will you raise your hand? Say, pray for me. Is there any soul here this evening while I'm handing over to the pastor? Can you say, I've never met Christ? I've never received the Holy Ghost. I've never been born again. But right now, Lord said, you can meet him now. This very spot, this very minute. Look, this is not a formality, my brother, my sister. Let us meet reality. Are you there? God help us. Will you raise your hand and say, pray for me. God bless you. God bless you, sir. God bless you, lady. God bless you. Over here. Over here. God bless you. All around. Somewhere else. Over to my right. Now say, Brother Abraham, pray for me. I've never met that place. Although I belong to church, but I've never had that time to where I could say, from that time. From that time, it was already said to me. Brother Abraham, I got an awful temper. I smoke, I drink, or something. I just can't live true to my wife. My husband have got an awful habit. I've never met God in such a place that I could say from that time, all things of sin died. I would like to, will you pray for me? This is a solemn moment. Brothers and sisters, we draw the curtain for this sermon we have been on for some time now. If this is not the sixth or seventh time, we've got two characters from the scriptures, right from Papa Abraham. We see children brought up from Christian homes, trained by godly parents, not to go the way of righteousness. The man that his wife disappointed him and thought he could drink away his life, all kinds of things like that. Oh, how many shall we begin to speak about this hour? With this hands raised up, remember, he sees your hand. And he will grant your heart desire as I hand over to the pastor. Just believe God, my brothers, my sisters. He knows your need. Thank you, sir.
And shall we pray? Our blessed Heavenly Father, we are indeed very grateful to you again at this moment. Thank you for the storehouse where the food for this age is placed. You asked your servant to do that. You said the bride, we have need of it. We are very grateful. Thank you for a portion of it that we have been feeding upon since we came into this place that you have provided for us. to meet, worship and serve you together. May your name be praised, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And my son, God, after your word has been dropped onto us, this, Lord, requests have been made. We are praying and asking for those who have raised their hands. Have you requested their hearts? You are our God. We may not even open our mouth to say anything, but you know exactly what our needs are, what our desires are. Lord Jesus, may you meet us at the point of our needs. In the name of Jesus Christ. It is a promise that you have made, that if we believe, we will receive your spirit. And without your spirit, we cannot be your witnesses. We pray, O God, that whatsoever has made this one to raise their hands, according to the law of gravity, our hands should always hang down. But be that they are human and the God is spirit, they have beaten that law of gravity by raising up of their hands. We pray whatever is their heart desire. Heavenly Father, please, may you give unto them, no? In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you very much for the day, the entire day, the Sunday school, the morning stroke afternoon, afternoon stroke evening. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praises and adoration for blessing us throughout the services in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we are asking, O God, that the blessings that we have received today in these services, may they be permanent in our lives, Lord. We don't want to be hearers of your word and not the doers. Father, after you are giving us grace and opportunity to sit down and hear your word, Father, may you further that grace in our lives. Give us grace, Lord, to be able to live by every word that proceeded forth from your mouth. Thank you, Father. These things that we have heard today, may they never stand a witness against any of us or the day of judgment, but rather may they further your works in our lives, making us ready for that glorious rapture. Thank you, our Father. We leave the entire week in your hands, both students, workers, businessmen and women, housewives, travelers, by land, by sea, by air. May your unfailing presence abide with us, O Father. Frustrate every move and plans of the devil. Let all the glory be there. Let the blessings be permanent ours, O God. Thank you, Father. If it be pleasing unto you, if you have not come for us, we'll still be here on Wednesday. Gather us again for the midweek meeting and bless us the more. Lord, we are asking and praying that even our personal study, our personal consecration, may we meet with you at all times. The family altar, oh God, Lord, may you continue to bless us. Thank you, our Father. Soon we believe in the auditorium, but not your presence. May your presence accompany every one of us back home, oh God. Whether we are going home with public transport or private vehicles, Lord, may you take us home safely. Protect us on the highway and on the byways. Let all the glory and honor be ascribed unto that name that is above all other names. We thank you for the deacons. We thank you for the trustees. We thank you for the musical group. We thank you for every one of us and the role that we have played today to make the services a blessing. Bless our janitor. Take all the glory. Take all the honor. For granting these petitions. The vessels that you have made use of as your servant, you pass through them to bless your people today. May you replenish them for the virtue that has left them. Thank you, our Father and our God. May your name be praised for granting these petitions. There's visitors that are in our midst. When they be traveling back, Lord, by whichever means, Lord, you brought them safely. Take them back home safely. For a happy reunion for their families, Lord, with their families and also with the saints over there. Thank you. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. God bless you, church. Thank you, sir. Blessed be his holy name. We see have some visitors with us. After perhaps morning service, they came in. At least most of them, they spread the money service with Brother Franklin in a place again. So, Dabiri, praise God, amen. Ibadan is so big that I've been in Ibadan since I was 17, maybe 75. There are places I've not reached in Ibadan. If I reach there, I will be lost. To be honest with you, Ibadan is big. And if you don't have anything that takes you to some places, you can't go there. If you ask me of any TLA, I can be a guide. But there are some places. That's above me. May God help us. Blessed be His holy name. Let's quickly mention the names of our brothers, perhaps our sisters that came in when morning service was over. We have Brother Williams, Patrick, Original Faith Tabernacle Asaba. God bless you, brother. You are welcome. We appreciate your coming. Shalom to your soul. One of these days, there will be no need calling visitors. We shall all meet in the air, not to part again. God bless you. Till then, may the grace of God that have appeared unto us, may He get all of us ready for that 0 hour. Amen. We have a final bus stop. Amen. And the promises, they are guaranteed that whatever difficulties we have here, that same man that said, let us go to the other side, he has promised a final bus stop. We are going to arrive there. No matter what happens, let Pope become Satan incarnate. He can't stop us. God bless you. Blessed be His holy name. We have Brother Brother Liki Joe, LCA Lagos. I don't know. Where are you, brother? God bless you. You are welcome. Good to have you around. Yes. And we have Brother Nehemiah Adinze, BCA Benin. God bless you, brother. You are welcome. Blessed be His holy name. And we have Sister Bani Barnabas, Benin City. God bless you, sister. You are welcome. We are happy having you around. We have Sister Gift Francis, Bride of Christ, Oweri. Oh, God bless you, my sister. You are welcome. Yeah, they come from the east and west. Yes, sir. One of these days, we will all gather like that. We will meet over there. I want thing that I love so much is that they will not say, hey, this is Brother Femi for Christ's Bride Tabernacle Ibadan. Supernaturally, we will understand each other. We will know where we come from. God bless you. Shake one another and say, Shalom. Shalom, my brother. Maybe the name was today. God bless you. Shalom. Shalom, my brother. What is the name again? Brother Precious. Oh, Nietzsche. We have a minister here. Brother Precious from Christ's Bride Tabernacle. Oh, Nietzsche. Blessed be His holy name. Isn't God wonderful? God bless you. I love you all. Because why? You didn't choose me to be your brother. I didn't choose you to be my brother or my sister. God chose us together. We will spend eternity together. Whether the devil like it, he doesn't like it, he has no option. Oh, God bless you, church. Shalom to your one soul. Now one soul we get to. Blessed be His holy name. Shall we rise up? Oh, my. I think, let us just sing a hymn. If I go into chorus, I will take your time. Hymn number 222. We wish you journey messages back home to your stations. Our greetings to your pastors and your family.
Take it with you. Oh, take it wherever you go. Hallelujah, oh, precious name. Oh, how sweet. Oh, Papa, I jump on heaven. Oh, precious name. Oh, how sweet, sweet name. Oh, Papa, I jump. Of heaven, take the name of Jesus ever. I say, change from every snare. The temptation and you got. What do? Breathe that holy name in breath. Preciously, preciously. Oh, how sweet. Oh, perfect. And joy of heaven. Precious name. Precious name. Oh, how sweet. Sweet. Yeah. Oh, perfect. And joy of heaven. Oh, that precious name of Jesus. How the trees are so sweet, John. Where is love and racing us? And the songs that touch the blood. Precious name, precious name. Oh, how sweet. Oh, perfect. And John, oh, fabulous. Precious day, precious day. Oh, how sweet, sweet, yeah. Oh, perfect and joy of heaven. Ah, the name of Jesus, bow. Oh, for me, for sweet and sweet. King of kings in every crowding. When our journey is complete. Precious day, precious day.
Oh, precious day.